here at Q. I gotta run Simpsonville first thing this morning. I thought I'd try to beat the traffic. Have you? It's a crapshoot going down 85.
Right about that. That's the bad part. I mean, there's never really a good time to be on 85.
Up yesterday, I listened for you, but I never heard you.
About 5:30 something, I clocked out. I was just trying to get ahead of the associates. It wasn't long after I got in the truck. I threw my call out. Nobody was on. By the time I was getting ready to pull in the driveway, and I think Patrick was just talking to somebody. But it was too late. I was like, just pulling in the driveway and go home.
And by the time I flipped over to the other one, and that too, and there was a couple of guys talking there about antennas.
Them for a little bit on the 285.
The agenda for today. Oh, wait a minute. It's also meeting day.
Clock meeting day. So as I get to the parking lot, I got to hit the trail. Flip out of work, 4 o'clock-ish. That'd be nice. Instead of staying too much later than that.
Yeah, Susan's not feeling real well. She's trying to come off of her fake machine she ran out the other day and decided she'd just hang it up. So she's got a few withdrawals going on now.
I draw from work, but I guess that one makes a lot more sense.
The nicotine to put up with the people at work.
I know that all too well. I'm going to the mountains this weekend. Yesterday, and one of my son's friends from Boy Scouts, I guess his dad's wanting to go do some backcountry hiking up at King's Mountain, and my son's friend doesn't want to go. He just don't want to go on his camping trip, so he asked if he could spend the night, I think Friday night and Saturday night, so there's the weekend right there.
Radio time now, right?
I get out of it. I just don't get to go see, go up to the mountains and see the leaves.
RV park or whatever, or camp place you go to up there at King's Mountain?
Go to the state campground. It's right past the National Monument. You just keep going, and the state campground's down the road on the left. And I mean, it's pretty nice. I mean, the bathrooms were phenomenal. And the spots are huge. I mean, there may be some small spots, but most of them where we've stayed have been bigger than we needed.
It's throwing up a tent, right?
In the last couple times we've been there.
Got a big 11 by 17.
Tent pads, at least in the spots that I've stayed in. And they don't have pea gravel either. It's that big gargantuan chunks of gravel. So you set your tent on it, it does kind of suck. You need a nice tarp to go up underneath the tent. But, I mean, we've staked ours down. I mean, it's not the greatest in the world, but, and there's spots where you can get off of the gravel. But, I mean, most of the time it's just better to sit on the gravel half the time. But I've only got a 10 by 10.
We usually take something to put underneath there. I just wondered, because you're always going in that, and it's like, man, some of those places are hard to find an open spot.
It definitely gets a little busy from time to time. Now, you can stay on the primitive spots, too, but you don't have access to power or water. Those are the, I don't know if they're primitive or group camping or... You know, that's where some of the people that take horses down there, they go down there and stay in that area because it's a big, huge campsite. I mean, we had 20 boys on one. I mean, we had a lot of tents on one site, and, I mean, it worked out just fine. So there's plenty of room.
Yeah, we were looking for some spots for next year. The good thing is I can, do some spur-of-the-moment ones since Susan's off now.
Yeah, King's Mountain really nice. I quite enjoyed it every time we went. So. And even same with the Boy Scouts, staying in the group camping spot or primitive or whatever they are. Those were nice spots too. They didn't have all the gravel. It was just one little short driveway, and then you had the group spot. So you get the one towards the end, towards the actual trail, then you're right near the water source where everybody else has got to walk to it.
To do up there, is there like just fishing or just hanging around or just hiking or what?
Pretty much. I mean, so you can hike the trail from the state campground over to the National Monument, which was, what was it, about 3 miles maybe. And, you know, if you go around the National Monument and come back, it's about a 7 mile hike. And then, of course, they got games, you know, a couple games, and you can do some fishing, which I didn't catch anything. And I think they have kayaks and stuff you can take out on it. Now, there's a bigger pond, but I didn't go down in it because you got to have a kayak or something to get down in it. So, but most of the time, I sit back and relax. I don't try to do a ton of anything.
KN4 TFW.
Hey, it's Gags. Good morning, gentlemen.
Yep, you can take a radio with you. They give you something to do.
About going camping, I missed that part.
About Kings Mountain, the different sites and stuff they have and what they have to do.
It's in my bad spot, a lot of static and that. Yeah, I was just wondering because it just seems like he can always find a spot, and I was wondering what campground he was using.
I just curious. I was thinking that's where you were talking about, but wasn't sure.
Definitely need to go see the monument. I mean, that thing is huge. I mean, it's made of granite or marble or whatever it is. I don't remember now, but I mean, it's huge. And it's a nice walk, mile and a half walk around the trail, rubber path, you know, so it's not hard on your feet. And then they have little signs up every so often where they'll talk about certain things. And there's a picture of whoever the president was at the time, and all the people that were there, and it's just crazy. When you look around, all you see is trees. You're like, how did they get that many people in here?
Monument symbolizing
the Battle of Kings Mountain. So that whole, you know, as we were fighting the troops, you've got all the different ones: Cowpens, Kings Mountain, Camden. You know, those are all part of I don't just want to say one campaign, but, you know, it was all those different battles happened that started kind of turning the tide of the war.
Yep.
You get the little questionnaire, and if you answer it right, they send you a little badge that you get for walking King's Mountain.
There's some, you know, some camp spots where we haven't been that, you know, that you might have a chance to get into.
We get busy. I'm trying to think. Last time we were talking about going up there, there were maybe two or three free spots in the regular campsite.
Back to the Outer Banks and do one of those campgrounds there, but there's like five of them on the whole thing, but only like two of them have a little bit of power.
Campground right up here, Davidson River Campground. It's in the Pisgah National Forest. It's pretty nice.
It'll be pretty close anyway. I'll have to check it out and see if they got spots. What was the name again?
River.
Yeah. Little group camping one time, and everybody brings some camp stoves and some Dutch ovens and whatnot. We just make a weekend of it.
Wait till Susan gets over these withdrawals.
Withdrawals from working?
From vaping.
Aching.
One of those electronic vape nicotine things. You know, you needed one of those to work out there where she was working.
Got what you're saying.
Paying for the cartridges if she was working. but now that she's not working, she don't want to do it.
Look, I hope she can get off of it.
They first getting together, she smoked and she quit cold turkey, and man, that was, man, for 3 weeks she physically shook. And that, but then she got over it. But then all three of the kids got in high school at the same time, and somebody was going to die if she didn't start smoking again. KN4TFW.
Kids in high school at the same time, that's probably not a good day.
How much you become so, I don't know how to, depending on something like that. I mean, it's awesome that she did it. My father-in-law did that. He chewed tobacco forever. And my wife said he just, one day he was like, I'm done, and he just quit and never went back.
Smoking again, and then she's been on this vape thing probably 5 years, you know what I mean, which is not as bad for you as the smoking. But, yeah, she's trying to hang it up right now, but just making her feel bad. So she went back to bed early this morning, so hence why I was a little bit early.
I'm successful. I've tried a bunch of times, and I fail every time.
Little Jewel, you know what I mean? That helped her out. It's probably what she needs to do is just go down on the percentage. You know what I mean? Drop from a 5% to 2% nicotine, or and that go down that way.
Today, whatever works to get her off of it, that'd be the way to go.
Thanks, that's for sure. That's definitely one habit I'm glad I never picked up.
Pipe and cigars for a couple of years, but it was, you know, if I did, that was fine. If I didn't, that was fine too. So
I started out dipping, and then when I got in the fire department, everybody in there smoked half the time. So I picked that up. When I started out here, I ended up quitting smoking, but then I picked the dipping back up again, and I haven't got off that yet.
Black hole, so you're probably having a hard time hearing me. Either USY to the other repeater or come on to clear out 04HX.
Parking lot, y'all, so I'm going to say 7-3 and head on in there to the 6 o'clock meeting. So y'all have a good day, and hopefully we will holler at you when I get off work around 4. So y'all have a good one. 7-3-KO4CF, and I'll be clear on your final.
7-3's Andrew. Hope you have a great day. KO4HX.
7-3, Andrew. Have an awesome day. And Patrick, I'll meet you over there. KN4PFW. Clear.